All right, 7:41 here on a Wednesday morning. We've been telling you all week about the Eddie Awards coming up this Friday evening. The Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce came up with this idea to recognize local businesses and organizations that are really doing dynamic things in our community. One of the award nominees is The Underground, which is a business incubator over in the Sperry's building. Quentin Bishop has been here to tell us about it when it first started. But my goodness, it's been a while. Good morning, Quentin. How you doing?
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me this morning.
The Underground got up and running when?
About a year, about 14 months ago. We were we officially launched in June 2017, but we were in the space as it was being developed around April 2017. And it's been a work in progress. It's taken on its own life, and the layout's been changed, and more technology has been brought in. And as more and more people want to rent a micro office, or they want to jump in and use a shared working space, or people want to have presentations and conferences, we've realized, like, oh, what's the best layout for this group and that group? And what are people saying that they love? And then we adjust as normal. So nothing stays the same. It's always in like a constant state of improvement.
As it probably should be, right?
Oh, it has to be, because as fast as business change in our entrepreneurs make decisions, we need to change with them. So it's been fun.
The Underground is a component of the Economic Development Alliance. Tell us a little bit about how you operate and what goes on there on a daily basis.
Well, I'd have to say it's a complete team sport. And so we have the EDA as the umbrella, who had an initiative and laid out a couple steps of strategies and tactics on how do we bring incubation. And that's our primary focus, and that's our greatest value, is how do we take a company who has a skill set, has something that they want to work on, but they don't either know the steps to take, or they have a plan, but they don't know how to execute on those steps, or they have some critical barrier that they can't get over. And we layer in those services, that expertise, and most recently funding to see that their project goes through. So the EDA specializes in their network ability and their ability to get to industry and manufacturers and our state connections, like with the MEDC and the SBDC. And for those listening, MEDC is the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, and they do handle a lot of incentives. And within their organization, they even have a department for entrepreneurship and innovation. And so we speak very well, and we speak the same language. Mm-hmm. And so we're able to use those networks on a statewide basis because we are actually, in fact, a state-designated smart zone. And what that means is we're attracting tech companies, tech-enabled companies, and then within our building and what we're allowed to do with the MEDC's smart zone designation, we can take on all those resources and use them for services. And like I said, use them for the entrepreneur.
It's a fine balance you have to strike, because these are companies unto themselves with their own employees. So you're not running the company for them, but you are pointing them toward resources that are going to help them run their companies. Right?
Correct. So think of like an advisor, when somebody would say, they'd come in and say, I'm having this issue. And it, through a mentoring relationship, we're able to say, well, have you considered X? Y, Z, or I know a company last week, they came in and said, okay, I'm ready to launch, except I don't know the very best platform to commercialize. Mm-hmm. Should I put heavy emphasis online, or should I spend this pot of money I've had going to trade shows and doing face-to-face? So we would, you lay out a T column. What's the pros and cons of both? And what kind of budget do you have, and where would you go? And all of a sudden they start connecting dots, and every once in a while, they start seeing their own project in a way that just makes sense to them. And the third-party perspective just helps. It just gets them to another level that they hadn't considered before. So we've really found a sweet spot with the mentoring.
What kind of companies do you have in the Underground?
Oh, my goodness. Like, I swear, 2017 was the year of results. It was the year that Smart Shelf was patented, and now they're able to sell directly off to manufacturers. They're working on a Disney accelerator application, which is a game changer in the world of what they do. Recor is another company that was awarded the Business Accelerator Fund. Again, that's a fund that we're able to use because we're a smart zone, and now we actually have a machining tool right here in Marysville. Ellery Machine and Tool is going to provide prototyping now for Recor's mug. And it's a fantastic relationship that we're using St. Clair County people with these funds to help out our local entrepreneurs. Grow Hoop was featured in the Novi Home and Garden Show. They even had WDIV TV appearances, and that was through the help of Tina Frazier. And then T-Box Club, they sold $11,000 over the last holiday season, and now they're producing extra gloves and towels and all these extra things that go in the box for the used used golf balls that they have. And we just continue to see results after results. And some companies are at different stages, like Recor. And when they started working with Bruce Seymour from the EDA, again, I mentioned mm-hmm. it was a total team effort. So Bruce would work with them, you know, week after week, and then on a quarterly basis. Next thing you know, they have a year under their belt. They're making prototypes and ready to sell. And it's been phenomenal. And I could go on and on about the different the companies that come through our door in different stages. But, you know, one of our companies that represents the tech space, and that's smart. People think smart zone, oh, it must mm-hmm. be tech, must be right. really high tech. There's high tech and there's low tech, but true. A company like Cogent Hacks, you know, comes to us with, you know, already having 9 employees and, you know, doing, you know, well over into the hundred thousands of dollars of revenues. They come in, they're incubated over a year. They went on to hire 2 more people, and then they went on to win Small Business of the Year. Because of the EDA's ability, along with the Community Foundation, to pull together funds, give them the necessary resources they need to get over that barrier, and that was the mark that took them to the next level.
These are things that a lot of us don't know about. A lot of us don't know what's going on in the underground, or that the underground's there. I mean, you know, we go to the movies and we go to, have dinner at Sperry's. We don't know what's happening below the surface, but there's a lot going on down there, isn't there?
There is. So When Dan Casey set out with the idea, and with Scott Beaton, and he's another nominee for the Eddie Awards.
Yeah, in this category, too, the Light Bulb Award, Scott Beaton, Matt Brooks, and The Underground all nominated for that award. And it's interesting because you're all kind of collaborators, aren't you?
We are collaborators. And the thing is, and I mentioned before we got on air, mm-hmm. We were talking about, you know, all good things flow upstream, and we need to continue that collaboration, and we need to know that if one entrepreneur or small business needs a resource that the other specializes in, that those values though are communicated, and those entrepreneurs and small businesses are helped. So this is just my personal opinion, you know, being in positions where we can offer services to small business entrepreneurs, and that's the crux of like the economic movement, right? The building of the middle class. We need to be on the same page, and we have proven in Port Huron, Marysville, St. Clair, Marine City's on fire, Algonac, KPAC, Yale, you pick them, right? And St. Clair County is coming together embracing small business development. They're embracing entrepreneurship, and what we're finding is that success attracts more success, and we're producing results that they're undeniable. And as a community, as a county, you know, people take notice. We've gotten phone calls from Macomb County. What are you guys doing over there? I hear about these things, yeah. You know, coming in our area. I had a conversation with Sanilac County Community Foundation, and they're like, man, we heard about this. We heard about this competition thing coming up, and what is that about? And mm-hmm. how do we get involved? And who's a part of it? Show us your playbook. And so it's the blueprint's out there, right? And it starts with just a lot of one-on-one and taking time to develop people.
Yeah, we've been waiting for that one big economic driver here in St. Clair County. I think we have it. It's entrepreneurs, isn't it?
There's a part of it. There's a part of it. And I think the best thing about entrepreneurs is as zany as they can be, right? Because they have a lot of good ideas. It starts with a solid base, right? And so having the EDA, having partners like the Community Foundation, who those two together brought in the monies that kicked off what we call the Emerge Fund, and that allowed us to help out Cogent Hacks, help out Recor, help out Smart Shelf. That was the start, that was the seed, but the base is so solid now that no matter where you go in the area and you say, hey, how do I get involved? How do I get in touch with a small business developer? How do I get a hold of the mentor? I have a business issue or a business question. People know now names and resources and places to go.
That's fantastic. Congratulations on the nomination, Quentin. We'll see you at the Eddie Awards on Friday evening.
I really appreciate this, Paul.
Quentin Bishop from The Underground with us on WPHM.